USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sending my prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and President of the United States after they tested positive for COVID-19.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's comments at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The vice president continues.
My wife Jill and I pray that they'll make a quick and full recovery. This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
The latest health update of President Trump is that he's said to be energetic as he's quarantined with the virus. He and the First Lady are feeling mild symptoms, but staying in good spirits. Stocks are closing lower after cutting some losses following the diagnosis of the president, the Dow losing 134 points to finish at 27,682. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding President Trump testing positive for COVID-19, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes essential employees like President Trump and many others put themselves in harm's way every day.
Anyone is vulnerable to contracting this viral infection. Over 40,000 federal essential employees have tested positive for COVID-19, and the president is one of those essential employees. You know, many of them, like myself, we go to work every single day because we are needed. And the majority of people are starting to get back, so we're going to see positive cases. The president is doing what is necessary. He has already begun his quarantine process. I believe he mentioned on last night that he was going to start that even before he tested positive.
An attorney representing alleged Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse is suing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his campaign for libel on his client's behalf after Biden shared a video that appears to suggest the teenager is a white supremacist. L. Lynn Wood, Rittenhouse's civil attorney, is suing the former vice president and his campaign on his client's behalf just hours after Biden posted a 50-second clip to Twitter. Biden's tweet reading, "There's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refused to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage last night. There was then a picture of Rittenhouse when he was in Kenosha." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.